the toll-free number at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
And I think we're going to start things out with something a little unusual this evening. About the Large Hadron Collider. Although, you know, we do have more serious matters to it. Some could argue this is a very serious matter. But coming up, there's really some terrible news out of Boston, and I know that the both of you had that story, Allie and Mark, so we'll definitely talk about what's going to happen with potentially with the e-cigarettes in Boston. But first, according to CNET, and Mark, when I first told you about this story, you didn't think it was real. It's real. A would-be saboteur arrested at the Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland made the bizarre claim that he was from the future. Eloy Cole, a strangely dressed young man, said that he had traveled back in time to prevent the Large Hadron Collider from destroying the world. The Large Hadron Collider.
You know, this is the first thing I said when I found out what they were doing at the Large Hadron Collider, which is taking quarks and smashing them together. I mean, isn't the claim that that's what created the Big Bang? Quarks hitting each other?
I don't know. I'm not a scientist.
I'm pretty sure that that's what the claim is.
I don't know much about that.
Yeah.
But what I heard, the fear was that this Large Hadron Collider thing was going to cause, like, a black hole or something, right? And then just, like, swallow the world up.
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
But it didn't. Everything's okay.
Is that the one that's making antimatter or something like that? Trying to make little antimatter?
I think it was in Angels and Demons or whatever the other Dan Brown movie was.
Was it the one with Tom Hanks?
Yeah. What's the big name for it?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Monticello Project or something. I can't remember.
So the LHC,
Da Vinci Code,
the Large Hadron Collider, successfully collided particles at record force earlier this week, a milestone Mr. Cole was attempting to disrupt by stopping supplies of Mountain Dew to the experiment's vending machines.
Come on! This is not a real article! I mean, I want it to be real. I really do. I want a guy from the future to be coming back and stopping the Large Hadron Collider, but Mountain Dew, what?
It seems a little silly, doesn't it? He also claimed responsibility for the infamous baguette sabotage in November of last year. Oh, you know what? This was written on April 1st, 2010.
Oh, thank God. It was just so dumb.
Mr. Cole was seized. I'm going to finish
Where
it, though.
Where was it written?
It's on CNET. It's a CNET April's Fool article.
I see. So they got you.
Yeah.
Thank goodness. Because it was just getting weirder.
Because somebody just posted it, I think, completely out of... I don't even remember where I saw this. Was this on Free Talk Live?
I don't know where you got this silly article from.
Sometimes things will pop up on Free Talk Live, and I'll just jump to the conclusion that they're current news, and they're not always. You got to check the dates on these things.
I think you should
do
this all the time. Just claim to be from the future. Have them disprove it.
No, yeah, that's a good idea. It makes you more convincing.
You go to a town meeting and say, I'm from the future. You must not pass this law.
That's a really bad idea.
I can't tell you what's going to happen, but don't pass this law.
Or I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Well, you could tell them exactly what would happen, but that would violate the time-space continuum, right?
And then
that'll kind of screw everything up.
Don't time travelers have some kind of code?
Right, you're not supposed to interfere, right?
Wouldn't being in a different point in time be interfering with the continuum?
Yes, you're absolutely right about that. just the whole idea of going back and changing anything would completely change the future. And it's always fun to explore those ideas in, the movies and things like that. I want to finish this piece here, because it's pretty good. It's creative. Mr. Cole was seized by Swiss police officers after CERN security guards spotted him rooting around in bins. He explained that he was looking for fuel for his time machine power unit, a device that resembled a kitchen blender. Police said Mr. Cole, who was wearing a bow tie and rather too much tweed for his age, would not reveal his country of origin. He says, countries do not exist where I am from. The discovery of the Higgs boson led to limitless power, the elimination of poverty and Kit Kats for everyone. It's a communist chocolate hellhole, and I'm here to stop it from ever happening. This isn't the first time time travel has been blamed for mishaps at the LHC. Last year, the Japanese physicist Masao Ninomiya and Danish string theory pioneer Holger Beck-Nielsen put forward the hypothesis that Higgs boson was so abhorrent that it somehow caused a ripple in time that prevented its own discovery. Professor Brian Cox, a CERN physicist and full-time rock and roll TV scientist, was sympathetic to Mr. Cole. Bless him, he sounds harmless enough, he said. At least he didn't mention bloody black holes. Mr. Cole was taken to a secure mental health facility in Geneva, but later disappeared from his cell. Police are baffled, but not that bothered. So, there's the story.
Yeah, I want that to be a real story.
Well, if it were a real story, you probably would end up in a mental facility if you really did go around.
Apparently, if you can just leave it at will, it doesn't really matter.
Well, right. But most people who would be claiming that they're time traveling probably aren't telling the truth. I don't think they belong in a mental facility. I think they belong out for all of our entertainment. But likely you'd probably be put in against your will.
Did you see the movie K-Pax with Kevin Spacey?
No, but I heard it was great.
It was really awesome.
Did he play an alien or something?
Yeah,
like that?
I mean, I don't know. He was an alien or a crazy guy, one of the two. And one was left just the whole time really wondering
what
happened.
They never wrapped
there.
It up for you?
No, I mean, it was that good of a story. At the end, you got to decide whether for yourself whether
good
or not
stuff.
He was an alien or a crazy man.
K-Pax.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Right, I'll have to check
it was, you know, very similar to this, and it had that kind of feel.
I used to watch That's So Raven on Disney Channel.
That's So Raven?
Yeah.
What's that? This is what it's like to be old.
It's about a girl that...
Now you know.
About a girl that has psychic powers, and she can see into the future, and it makes her life really hard, and she's all, I love my superpowers, but at the same time, it makes everything so much harder. It's very angsty.
Sure. Like, you know, the difficulty of being having attention given to you because you're a superstar or whatever, whether you have superpowers or not. Now, okay, since we're talking about teen girl dramas on television, what about Clarissa Explains It All? Is that too old for you?
No, I remember that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that is.
It's a Nickelodeon show, and she's a witch. No, is she a witch? No, that's not her. She's not a witch.
No, that's a different one.
Yeah, she's just a know-it-all, I guess.
Man, it's amazing. I hope my sister's listening, because she used to watch that show all the time.
I didn't have the Disney Channel growing up anyway.
They've taken vampires and werewolves and things like this and really turned into something new and hip. Zombies too. They're, you know, I mean, these old concepts.
Well,
of
what's
monsters.
Old is new again.
Yeah, really. I mean, the kids are wearing stuff from the 80s now.
These things.
It's disgusting.
The 80s are back again? I thought the 80s were back in the last decade.
No.
They're still back?
I
think the 80s have just
so
come
I've
back.
Heard.
I think they just got
You would heard. Know. I'm completely
There was nothing good about the 80s. I mean, I can't imagine what
the hair
reviving.
Was awful.
Yeah. The glasses that look like shutters. I mean, what the hell? Madonna's scarves that were, you know, like...
I have seen pictures of...
Wide-hold cheesecloth.
Yeah, I have seen those pictures of the girls with the shutter glasses. I've seen those.
What the hell?
Like, I mean, from recent times.
Those were prizes that they gave away at the fair on the lowest level, you know, of, you know, picking up the wrong boat or something
They're
like that.
They're retro now.
Yep. They're garbage. I just don't get it. Having gone through this the first
one
time.
One man's trash.
That's right. That's right. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah,
somebody out there is listening to me in shuttered sunglasses, and they are pissed.
You were mostly a teenager in the 80s, right?
Yeah.
For the most part?
Yeah.
Okay. I say I was 1 to 10 in the 80s.
Basically. 1 to 10, yeah. Well, I was born in 1971. I turned, right. You know, 13, which I guess is a teenager in 1984. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was all over for me by 1990. Of course, I was incarcerated at that point. So
looking back, Allie, at the 80s, I mean, how do you feel about the 80s styles? Silly?
I wasn't there for that. But,
right, I mean, looking back.
Oh, right. Well, when I see the 80s... All the different fads that are going on, I think all of it together looks really bad. But I think there's certain things we can steal, like scrunchies. Those things are awesome.
Scrunchies, okay.
They don't dent your hair, and they're cool.
Thank God we got scrunchies out of the 80s.
There's something valuable there.
There had to have been. There had to be something.
Bright colors.
Madonna's
oh, that's
pointy bustier, really, you know, not so great.
Yeah, you can leave that back there.
The toll-free number, 855-453.
She actually looked good back then, though.
I'm surprised Lady Gaga hasn't brought that one back.
She had sparklers stuck in her minis. I mean, of course she brought it back.
The toll-free number here, 855-453. You can talk about fashion if you want. I mean, we'll talk about anything with you here. 855-450-3733. Coming up, e-cigarettes possibly being banned in Boston, I hear. Free Talk Live.
I have have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733, and you can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site for those of you with a mobile phone. Mark, you just got yourself a fancy new phone.
I did. Tonight. One of those with the big screen, and it has buttons. I have a touch screen one now, and it makes me want to throw it through the window all the time.
Yeah, you just can't get over losing the keyboard.
Don't like the tyranny of the touch screen.
I have to say I like the touchscreens. I didn't think I was going to like it, but I do.
I think the tiny keyboard is kind of stupid because it's not like you can put your hands on it like a regular keyboard. All the buttons are really hard to get.
Right. The buttons are difficult to punch on a tiny keyboard, but this is a bigger keyboard than I've had on my old Trio, Palm Trios that I had in the past. So to me, this is a step up in many ways. Also, as hard as it is to push the little buttons, it's harder to type on a touchscreen for me.
So, I don't even know where the hell I was going with that. Why do we... I'm spaced out, man.
You're talking about mobile phones.
Yeah, mobile phones.
I don't know
either.
You're talking about...
Mobile.freetalklive.com? Yeah, thank you for that. M.freetalklive.com. I'm glad you're here, Mark. What would you do without you?
I'll tell you, your little show would be in the garbage can if it wasn't for me here salvaging it all the time. You reading the April Fool's stories, getting suckered by the time-traveling guy. I mean, it's awesome.
M.freetalklive.com is the website. That's where you can go on your mobile phone if you've got a smartphone. And there you go, m.freetalklive.com. Hey, I got up early today, all right? Cut me a break.
Yeah, what is that, before noon?
Yeah, man, I was up at like 9 a.m. this morning.
Dear
earlier
God.
Than that. Yeah, 9 a.m. this morning. So do you have a company, by the way, that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, if you do, then you need to know about SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. And they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. So go and visit SACL CAI through our banner column over at freetalklive.com. It's the very first banner in that column. Well, I'll have you know I was up until about 4 a.m., so I did not get a whole lot of
stuff. Nothing unusual there either.
Right. But
it's not... Pretend like that's unusual.
Right. It's unusual for me to not get a good full night's worth of sleep. So excuse me if I'm a little loopy this evening.
Why don't you go to bed at 2, get up at 9, and you can make your telephone calls to radio stations, get Free Talk Live carried in more places.
Yeah,
so working
on
around
that,
and doing your little activism
stuff. I'm getting
stuff.
Caught up from being in jail. I'm finally just about caught up.
What is it, been a month now?
It's been over 2 months.
2 months.
Almost 2 months. And I've been through like two whole sheets of paper just crossing goals off the list. So all is well.
Yeah.
We were talking about setting goals and things like that earlier this week, as a matter of fact. 855-450-FREE is the number here. Now, in other news, besides the silly story we started the show out with here tonight, Mark, you've got something that's not so silly out of Boston.
Yep. This is from Reason Magazine, Reason.com. Boston bans e-cigarettes in workplaces just because. Yesterday, and this was written on today, so yesterday the Boston Public Health Commission voted to ban the use of electronic cigarettes in workplaces, including outdoor areas such as restaurant patios.
You've got to be kidding
me. No. It says it's simply closing a loophole by treating e-cigarettes like tobacco products. But since e-cigarettes don't contain any tobacco, and do not generate any smoke...
It's not a loophole. It's a completely different experience. It's not smoking cigarettes.
Yeah, not even close.
It looks too much like it. That's the problem.
That's what it is. And it's not only that. And by the way, what's the source on this?
Reason.
It's not only that. It's the fact that they're just going after drug users. I mean, really, the nicotine addict, which is who we're talking about. Although I use the e-cigarette and I don't consider myself addicted to it, but these people consider them
addicts. Most of the addicts don't.
Well, no, but these people consider. No,
especially early on.
I quit smoking it like 2 weeks straight, man. 2 weeks straight. Anyways,
you control it.
Yeah.
What's the big deal?
These people, the ones that are passing these laws.
This is a lot of fun today. This show has been great.
I'm
glad you're having fun.
I don't know if he's slap happy or what.
But the people who are making these laws are the ones who believe that you're an addict, right? Are you going to say, Mark, that you're addicted to this thing?
No.
The e-cigarette?
I don't know. I've thought about it during the day, which really bothers me.
Oh, you feel like you're it's coming on, like some addiction is growing on you?
I don't know. I mean, I enjoy doing the process. I couldn't tell you precisely. Hmm. I mean, I've got the ultra... The non-flavored ones only come in a couple of flavors, so the favorite flavor I particularly like is in, like, the ultra-low nicotine category. And, you know, maybe...
My point being, and we'll continue with the story here in a moment, the people who are passing these laws believe that those nicotine addicts, they're just terrible, and they're out there, and they're ruining our children, and even though this isn't smoke and it's vapor, and it couldn't possibly hurt a small child in any way, shape, or form if you were in the same car with the child, it doesn't matter. Logic doesn't matter. Reason doesn't matter. You're a drug addict is basically how they look at these folks.
I don't know what they think.
And
I mean, they
want
they
them to be treated like second class.
They won't give a justification.
They want them to be treated like second class citizens. They don't want to have to give a justification. They just want to lump it in with the cigarette laws. Like you're saying, oh, we're just closing a loophole.
Well, I'm sure it has something to do. I mean, I don't know. Because I know I've been to Boston and seen their cigarette prices, and they are out of control.
I bet they are.
And
city.
I wonder how much, you know, the city gets out of that. You know, like, how it's crazy.
Well, if they think that this is going to drive people back to smoking cigarettes, they're wrong. I mean, even if I, you know, if I were using an e-cigarette on a regular basis as someone who has a nicotine habit might... Even if they banned it from the restaurant, I don't think I would go back to a regular cigarette.
No, you might not go back, but it might deter you from buying one. One of the major selling points, you know, because
is that you could use it just about anywhere.
Right, you can
except Boston.
You can go inside. You know, even if you're not planning on switching, it'd be nice to have for people who like if you. Going to go on a plane or something and you can't find a place to smoke.
But the thing about the e-cigarette is since it isn't smoke and it doesn't smell, you could go sit in a restaurant, the restroom on an airplane and puff on your e-cigarette.
No one would know.
And no one would ever know.
Right.
And you could sit.
Even the person who went in after you would have no
likely
idea.
Not even, there's sometimes a little tiny, tiny hint of an odor, but it's just the tiniest hint.
Well, wait a minute. If I go in there with my VaporSmiths, with a vanilla tip on the end of it, they're not going to smell anything except like
are.
An air freshener.
Yeah,
I mean, if there's anything left, it's going to smell like a vanilla air freshener.
That's exactly what it's going to smell like. So they're definitely not going to smell anything. You could sit at your desk and smoke on one of these things. If you just held the vapor in your lungs a little longer, it dissipates, and then there's no steam whatsoever. Mm. And so, I mean, people would even notice you blowing out something look vaguely like smoke. Because it doesn't...
Right.
The vapor looks kind of like smoke, but it's
I can
not
make
really...
smoke rings with it. It's basically a toy for me to make smoke rings with.
I wonder if, like, the next thing
buzz.
We'll see out of Boston is, like... You know, cameras in every bathroom because they had a problem people going to the bathroom and using e-cigarettes.
Don't give them ideas.
I can't wait until they put cameras in the bathroom because
this is a first.
What are they going to complain about you seeing?
Am
you know?
I mistaken in saying this is a first? Is this happening anywhere else?
They wanted to, didn't they want to do it at the get rid of it at the airport in San Francisco?
I heard the FAA was considering getting rid of it on planes.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the first in a line of idiots.
There's more going to be coming. Let's get more detail. There's more to the story.
Oh, yeah, there's plenty
more. All right, we'll get to that here. Maybe these bureaucrats have something to say as to why they're actually doing this. 855-453. Of course, they're doing it because they can, and they believe they know what's right for people, and they believe they're superior. They believe they are superior to the people who smoke cigarettes or use an e-cigarette in this particular case. And they want to treat you like basically your lower class. 1-855-453.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable incredible deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE. Tonight it's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And still to come, we're going to talk more about this e-cigarette ban in Boston, but as further proof of the fact that I am a little loopy, I forgot to pull up my phone screening software here until just now. So everybody's been waiting very patiently to get on the air here tonight. And we're going to get,
how do you know? It could have been a dozen people drop off.
Going to get right to your calls.
Wouldn't know. You're just...
That's true. You're
trying
right.
To encourage patience as much as cover
Mark.
For your own mistake.
You're correct. I'm not covering anything. I'm admitting it. Talk show hosts are fallible. We are not any different than anyone else, you know?
Yeah. There you go. Well, we're talking about e-cigarettes here with the Reason article, and so it makes sense that we would talk about Vaporsmiths, our sponsor of the show. E-cigarettes have a lot of benefits over regular cigarettes. They are less costly. They are less likely to kill you, 22,000 times healthier by one metric. They are a, they don't produce secondhand smoke, so whatever anybody's complaint is diminished to the point of, I don't like the way that looks. And so, there's a complaint, and looks like Boston's got that complaint, but if you're not in Boston, perhaps you could benefit from an e-cigarette. You can get one of the best-made e-cigarettes on the market today, that's the Vaporsmiths e-cigarette, and you can get it for free. All you have to do is buy 40 cartomizers, those little things with the nicotine on them. They screw on the back for, it's $70 for 40 cartomizers, and each cartomizer is worth a pack of cigarettes. And you know you can't get 40 packs of cigarettes for $70 anywhere. You can just go to Vaporsmiths.com, buy the 40 cartomizers, you get free shipping and the free starter kit, or call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. So if you have trouble with the website, call the telephone number, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. You'll need the coupon code FTL to cash in on this great deal, Vaporsmiths.com.
So we're going to continue. We'll get back into Boston banning the e-cigarette here in a moment, but Roy is on the line listening in New York. Roy, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Ali, and Mark.
Hello there, everyone.
Roy, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I and a friend of mine are thinking about starting a podcast. It would be kind of a commentary on political or social issues. I've been listening to Free Talk Live for several years, and basically how I got into it was I run in a pretty big social circle. We have a lot of friends, and those people share other friends and so on and so forth. You know, a couple of them would always be, they're mostly kind of left-leaning, you know, like lefties, socialist types.
You're in New York?
Types. Pardon?
You're in New York?
Yeah, I'm in Western New York.
Oh, that's a stunner. Go ahead.
Yeah, so anyway, and, you know, most of them are pretty intelligent and stuff, too, but I got tired of, like, getting into these Facebook arguments, so one of the guys that...
they don't work.
No, they don't. I try to ignore them. I never put political stuff up, but sometimes I have to respond, especially
sure.
when they're like,
sure.
you know, we want free health care or free college or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But so I went up to my one buddy at a party, and I was like, hey, why don't we do a podcast, you know? Because him and I are always going at it online and stuff, you know? It's like, why don't we do a podcast and a blog site and stuff?
So it's a you know, he takes the lefty position, you take the libertarian position kind of podcast?
Yeah, that's the idea, exactly.
That'll go well, yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
Yep.
So, well, I was wondering, since you guys have been pretty successful with what you've been doing, if you could suggest some ideas about putting content together and maybe promotional ideas and things like that.
Well, okay. I guess I'm confused. You want ideas about how to put content together? What do you mean?
Well, that is a pretty broad question, isn't it?
It's broad.
Basically, we come to the table with stuff that we think's interesting to talk about and talk about it.
My first idea would be, just do a few shows and see how things are going. You're gonna, before you start doing any promotion or spending any money on advertising or anything like that, you wanna get things rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
What's more important is that you create a show that sounds good to you than creating a show that a bunch of people are listening to right out of the gate. I mean, you know,
well, no one's going to listen to it right out of the gate anyway. You're basically starting from zero. So
yeah,
I agree.
I'm sure we could probably get our friends to listen to it and not much more than that, but hopefully with word of mouth it'll spread. We're kind of thinking of it as a hobby, not like a money-making venture, but
sure.
Who knows,
right.
You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's going to take a long time probably to make money. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible to make money right out the gate, but for us it took a while, several years, and we were doing it every single day of the week, I mean, for the most part, 5 days a week or whatever at that time. But I think Mark's advice is very good. If you want to, you know, keep this thing going and you want it to get more popular, then just start doing it and do it on a consistent basis. I think consistency is something that a lot of podcasters that are hobbyists don't have. You know, they, do a show this week, and then when we get around to it, we'll do another one maybe 3 weeks later.
Yeah, it's really easy to slack off on doing the podcast. I think if you did it every day, it might be, you know, because if you skip a day, then it's...
Every day is a lot.
That's a lot of content. But at the same time, if you're practicing every day or something like that, then I guess...
Well, even
maybe
once
it'd be,
a week is...
Yeah, I think
we
once a week.
Well, if you do it once a week, then it's like, we'll just do it a different day.
We didn't want to, you know, be inconsistent, you know? It wouldn't be very frequent, but at least it would be somewhat frequent, you know?
I don't think... Well, I agree with you, Ali, that doing it as more consistently is always a good thing. I think that most people, especially people who are doing it as a hobby, just they can't allocate the time to mm-hmm. something like that. I mean, if you're working a full-time job, and on top of that, you've got a kid to take care of, and on top of that, you've got other responsibilities, working and, you know, doing a daily podcast is a pretty difficult task. Not impossible. It's doable. But just starting up, getting the ball rolling, and continuing is, you know, some of the most difficult parts is, you know, once you get the ball rolling, it's easier to kind of keep keep going.
I think what's more important is that you pick a schedule and that you're consistent with the schedule. You can add more time to the schedule. So if you want to do every other week, cool. If you want to do it once a week, cool. Just do it when you say you're going to do it, and then that will give you, especially with a podcast, people can get set their little Podo catcher things, and they'll it'll go out and get the podcast when they want it. It'll just show up on their MP3 player when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
Has any of that been useful?
Yeah, a lot of it was useful. Especially, I like Mark's first comment about. I'm going to listen to this show later, but he said something about just make sure that you like what you hear and.
Right, you want to do a show that's interesting to you, and of course, listening back is always a good idea. So you want to critique yourself, basically. Don't just cut the show, put it in the can, and put it online. Cut the show, and then take time out with your partner, sit down and listen to it together as though you were listeners of the show. Because when you're doing a show, you don't catch everything, especially me. Like, I'm here, I've got the call screening thing, I've got a couple of other things that usually I'm doing at the same time, and I don't always, like I won't always catch a joke if somebody cracks a joke, or I won't, you know, catch what somebody's point was fully. Maybe my attention was distracted. So when you're actually in the moment, even though you're trying as best as you can, even if you're looking straight at somebody and paying attention to them, it's going to sound different when you're actually playing it back and listening to
it. One thing that I've found when we do the after shows for Free Talk Live, where there's no sort of time limit on what's going on, we don't have the hard breaks and that kind of thing, that, you know, it doesn't end in a really satisfactory fashion. It just kind of trails off.
All right, we're out of here.
Well, I think we've really beat this horse to death, and I guess we're out of here. So that's just our experience, and my experience in doing this show is that we have hard breaks, and, you know, it's over when it's when the music plays.
Yeah. And then tied to the clock.
Yeah, we're tied to the clock. So, you know, maybe that's something that I would suggest that you think about, is how do you want to end each show?
Maybe put a maximum time limit on a show.
Yeah, I could see that, because when I was thinking, how long will these be? I was like, I don't know, anywhere from 15 to 40 minutes, whatever. Whenever.
Well, that's a nice thing about a podcast, is you can make it as long as you want to.
I think what you were saying about having, you know, just having it timed is good, because I know there's been a couple episodes of Free Talk Live where I've been like, wait, I wanted to hear more. And then, you know, you listen to the next day and hopefully they bring it back up or whatever.
Keep them wanting more.
Hey, good luck with that, Roy, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. The trickiest part is continuing with your momentum and not doing what Ali was talking about and just, oh, we'll just put it off a few days. Oh, we'll do it next week. Oh, then we'll do it next week. And before you know it, you're done.
My mom gives me a glass of Emergency Kids every day before school.
Why, with all the vitamin C and antioxidants you're getting, I bet you're a bit of a recess renegade. Ooh. Making mud pies with your bare hands, capturing bullfrogs to scare the girls, even daring to eat a piece of meatless meatloaf your friend smuggled out of the cafeteria on a triple dog dare, right?
No.
Relax, kid. I'm just making a point. Introducing Emergency Kids, with immune-supporting vitamin C, antioxidants, and fun fizzy flavors kids love like orange, fruit punch, and grape. Find us on Facebook and feel the good.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta Alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. They're totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks too, like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, Amp Only forum, the Amp Only podcast, and more. Go and get the details. Get signed up with Visa, MasterCard, PayPal. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice, or been threatened to be taken to court and just decided to settle without any fight because attorneys are just too expensive, jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. It's not just for traffic tickets, although it works for traffic tickets. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and the 4-CD course is so easy, the average 8th grader can learn it in a weekend. Visit jurisdictionary.com. We've got all kinds of free downloads there for you. When you buy the course, remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Let them know you heard it from Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
Let's continue with you and your calls. We will go to Steve, listening in, I believe, Los Angeles, not L.A. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Great. So I wanted to call to get your advice on something. Seeing as you probably deal with some situations like this from your callers, but I'm in a situation here in Los Angeles where there's a company here that keeps sending me threatening letters, telling me that I owe them money, and I don't know. I mean, I know why, but I've never agreed to pay them anything. They've never given me any service that I've agreed to. And I've given some thought to filing a police report or something, but I wonder if there's a better way to deal with it. I've contacted the company. I've asked them what I owe them the money for, why they owe them the money, and they're just completely non-responsive. They keep sending me threatening letters, and I'm not sure what to do.
Is the company called the City of Los Angeles?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I figured that's where this was going. Well, Steve, unfortunately, this particular company is a bit different from the rest of the companies in the world.
Yeah.
This one
sure.
is a violent monopoly, and they don't give a damn what you think about their invoices.
Right, but I still entertain the thought of filing a police report against them anyway.
How have they responded to your questions about why you owe them?
They send me a note. Like, I emailed them, and they email me back. And they still continue to send me threatening mail letters by snail mail. But so I'll ask them things like, why do you claim I owe you this money? What service have you provided me in exchange for this money that you say I owe? And can you prove that I've agreed to any of this? And their response is something to the effect of state code section 338.2 says blah, 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 blah. And I'll write them back and I'll say, oh, you didn't answer my questions. Can you please answer my question? And they'll write me back with the same generic state code, blah, blah, blah. They just, it's like almost like
well,
I'm talking to a robot.
The answer usually that I will get is, well, you see, you moved here.
But I don't even get that answer.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
well, they don't have to answer.
By the way, if you don't move, they'll still, as far as they're concerned, you stayed here is a sufficient answer.
Or you were born here.
Right.
Perhaps you didn't move
right.
there. Perhaps you were simply
right.
born there. Your mother pushed you out of her womb on our plot of land, and you
sure.
owe whatever we say you owe.
And that's good enough.
And they don't care. I mean, what you're pointing out is they're not interested in customer service. They're not interested in explaining themselves, and they have no reason to. There's no incentive for them to explain to you the answers to your questions. Because, first of
right.
all, the only answer to your question is you owe because we are going to put you in a cage if you don't
right.
pay. And they're not going to write that down. They're not going to ever admit to that. And so, therefore, they would just rather be silent about it or
sure.
just go on citing their city codes or whatever.
I'm just wondering if it's worth my time and effort to do something, as extreme as filing a police report. And if it's
they're going to laugh
kind
you
of
right
trouble,
out of the office. I mean, you should try it. And see what happens.
Well, I won't mention, just as I did with you, I'm not going to mention the company name until it's absolutely
yeah.
necessary.
I think that's a good strategy to look at them like any other organization. Why do they get, why when you tell people, oh, it's the city of Los Angeles, people are like, oh, okay, well, that makes it okay.
But you're right. That's exactly how people will behave, though, Ellie.
Then they'll just roll their eyes at you, and you're like, well, why? Why is it different?
Yeah, you'll just be seen right. as a troublemaker at that point. But I think that's a brilliant
right.
strategy.
And by the way, cops look for troublemakers, and they also look for people that waste their time. So
that's what I'm worried about. Will they,
I would continue to worry about that.
Yeah, this is LAPD we're
right.
talking about.
You're talking
about, right?
about the Los Angeles Police Department, which is not a police department that
the
has
Rampart
a reputation
Division.
Of putting up with bullcrap, okay? And this, I'm sorry, from their point of view, is going to smell firmly of bullcrap.
Could they maybe go with filing a false police report in
they
that
They could
instance?
Very well do something like that.
Yeah,
I
there's always that possibility.
I think I would try it by phone, just to be at a safe distance.
By payphone, you mean?
What do you hope to accomplish? Is it like performance art? So videotape yourself and make sure you've got something for when they kick your door in.
I guess there's a 0% chance that they'll actually do anything about it, so what's the point, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a better chance a black hole will open up and swallow the government.
Well, you don't go to the headquarters of the mafia and be like, I want to file a complaint, the mafia's been harassing me. No,
yeah.
You never do that.
Yeah, I don't appreciate
right.
how your mafia
you
soldiers
You want a solution to
acting.
Your problem? Pack up and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah,
and I'm not saying it's going to solve your problem, but you will
no.
be more free immediately.
They'll still do the same crap here if you try that. I'd say they're a little less likely to charge you with filing a false police report. They'll probably just roll their eyes and
right.
Make
good.
A note.
Another
oh,
one of these
God,
people came
another
to
free staters here.
Thank God. Yeah.
So, like, today, I think that, I know that at some point there are about 3 people that have parking tickets here in Keene now, and I think they're all going to go in together and file for, basically say, I'm going to take this to trial. And they hate it when
right.
that crap happens. Mark, I mean, how do they treat you when you go in there?
Oh, they
that?
Want to do everything in order to make you stop. I won't even answer their questions.
Yeah.
Right.
So get the hell out of L.A., man. There's no freedom to be found there.
When you're right, you're right. The only problem with that solution is that it's so Raven.
Raven?
So
Raven.
That's
oh,
I see.
That's your show that
yeah.
you're talking about. Okay. I
was listening earlier. That's all I got.
So are you a fan of this
call.
Raven show?
I've never seen it. It's just a funny
name
to me.
Oh.
Yep.
It's excellent.
Fine, I watch it every day. I'm
there are things to like about Los Angeles, and if you like those things more than freedom, leave the cops alone. I mean, that's really the end of the story.
Keep your head down. I mean, because I think Mark's right that this is, it's performance art is what it is, and because it won't have any real effect on anything. It's certainly not going to get them to think about their jobs or anything like that.
No.
And
it'll get them to think about kicking your head in.
If you do videotape it, then, you know, it might be an entertaining video. I think it might make, like, if you actually went down to the police station and got them to agree, hey, I'm making this documentary, this is my film crew here, and we just had this situation. We've had this situation with this corporation, and they've been harassing me, and I wanted to get you. Do you guys mind if we record this? And they'd be like, oh, of course. We're here to help. We're the police. We're going to help you with this bad corporation. And then you would go through the motions and then, you know, pull your card at the end and say, this is, you know, the city of Los Angeles, and then they're going to end the conversation.
And then say, who knows, no comment, and if you keep that camera around here, I'm going to shove it down your throat.
Who knows how it will go once you reveal that information, and that's when the entertainment part will start.
Bring friends with cameras.
These are good ideas, guys. Thank you for your help.
No, hey, Steve, if you do it, I do want to see the video. I think
it
sounds great.
First aid kit. Bring a first aid kit.
I don't know.
Bring a first aid. If I do end up videotaping this, I'll definitely share it around.
Okay. Sounds good. You can post it over at the Free Talk Live website, and then other people can vote on it if they like it. Because it sounds like it would be great entertainment. I just hope you don't get hurt or locked in a jail cell, which is always a very realistic possibility when you start messing with the state. I mean, just look at what happened with our friend Ademo. We talked about him last night. He's facing 21 years in prison because he recorded some government bureaucrats without their permission. I mean, they're going after him because he stirs it up, and they want to teach everybody a lesson. So if you're going to stir it up, I recommend doing it when you've got backup around, when you're here in New Hampshire, because even here, you know, they're still going after people pretty hardcore, but at least there's a community to back you up. And
are you a signer for the Free State Project, by the way?
No, I'm not a signer. I know all about it. Ideally, it's a great idea. I'm not in a position where I'm going to be able to move anytime soon, so I can't.
Well, the Free State Project isn't about moving soon. The Free State Project is about moving when it becomes ideal, right? I mean, so you reach 20,000, you move 5 years after that. And frankly, they're not going to send somebody out after you if you don't move on the, you know, right by the fifth year. So go find us at freestateproject.org.
If I'm ever going to sign, it's going to be because I know for certain that I'm definitely going to move there.
Only
right
sign
now.
Up if you're
going
to do it.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thanks, Steve. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, I like what you said, Mark. If you love L.A. or New York City or wherever it is that you currently live, Texas, and you want freedom, just stay there. Or you don't want freedom, just stay there.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving an e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in 4 warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code COMFORT to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com, the Company Store. Comfort that fits your life. For over...